Today I want to talk about a cute thing that I've heard a few times from those who believe in the pre-trib rapture. They don't really have any scripture to back up their doctrine, so they have to come up with these cute little arguments and cute little logical reasons why it has to be a pre-trib rapture. And one that I've been hearing recently is this thing of, hey, Jesus is not a wife beater, amen? He's not going to beat up on his bride before the wedding. Because, of course, we know that the wedding takes place in Revelation 19 at the end of the 7 years. And they say, what, is he beating up the bride? He's not a wife beater. Amen, 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 amen. But here's the thing, though. First of all, they're confusing the tribulation with God's wrath. You know, the tribulation is not the wrath of God. And that's really easy to prove because in Matthew 24, the Bible says immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. So the Bible talks about the sun and moon being darkened and the stars falling after the tribulation. Well, in Revelation chapter 6, when the sun and moon are darkened, they are crying out for the rocks and mountains to fall on them, saying, the great day of his wrath is come, meaning right now, and who shall be able to stand? So according to Revelation 6, the day of wrath does not come until after the sun and moon are darkened. And according to Matthew 24, the sun and moon aren't darkened until after the tribulation. So how can they be the same thing if they're on two different sides of the sun and moon being darkened? No, the tribulation takes place, then the sun and moon are darkened, then God begins to pour out his wrath. That's why at the beginning of Revelation 7, he makes it clear that he has not yet harmed any trees or the sea. Those things are all harmed when he begins to pour out his wrath, turn water into blood, etc. That's all after the tribulation. So that's the mistake that they're making. But even their premise, you know, that Jesus is not a wife beater, amen, makes absolutely no sense when you realize that believers are also pictured as the children of God. Not only will we collectively one day be in this group, the bride of Christ, which, by the way, the bride of Christ does not exist on this earth at this time. The wedding has not yet taken place and will not take place for many years to come. All the way in Revelation 19 is when that wedding is going to take place. But we are also often referred to as the children of God. And the Bible says this in Hebrews chapter 12. It says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So let me ask you this. Does Jesus beat his children? The Bible commands fathers in the Old Testament, in the book of Proverbs, he says, withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. Now, obviously, when he says beat, he's not talking about beat up. He's obviously referring to spanking. He's referring to using the rod and applying it in a loving, corrective way, spanking the child's bottom. And look, I believe in spanking my children. And let me tell you something. God will spank his children. The Bible's clear in Hebrews 12, that whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. So does God beat his children? Absolutely he does. And so to say that, well, we can't go through the tribulation because Jesus isn't a wife beater. First of all, God's not doing the beating in the tribulation. God's not pouring out his wrath until after we're gone, after the tribulation. It's going to be the devil and mankind that's persecuting the believers during the tribulation. But even if God did beat us, I know in my life God's beaten me before. Why? Because I'm his son. I'm his child. He has disciplined me before. He will discipline me again. So this statement that Jesus is not a wife beater is probably the most foolish thing I've ever heard out of the mouth of these that believe in a pre-trib rapture, because it's foolish on so many levels. First of all, it confuses the tribulation with God pouring out his wrath. And secondly, it assumes that God does not beat his children when God for sure beats his children, according to Proverbs and according to Hebrews chapter 12. But these are the type of straws that those who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture have to grasp at, because they don't have any clear scripture to support their doctrine.